This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Governor Jared Polis has vetoed several bills championed by progressive Democrats. Ray Solomon reports.
One of the vetoed bills was part of the Democrats' signature affordability platform. It would have prevented companies from using surveillance data to set individual prices and wages for their customers and workers. Polis said the bill was too broad. Polis vetoed another bill intended to make arbitration more fair and accessible. This is the legal process mandated in many terms of service agreements that consumers have to sign. Polis said the bill would have made arbitration too complicated. A third bill would have stopped restaurants from automatically handing out plastic utensils and condiment packets unless customers ask for them in order to reduce unnecessary waste. Polis said those types of decisions should be left to local governments. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
Governor Polis also vetoed a bipartisan bill that would have forced future governors to be more transparent about how they try to influence the state legislature. The measure would have required lobbyists employed by the governor's administration to be treated like their private counterparts. They would have to publicly disclose their positions on bills. Polis, who is term limited, said in his veto letter that doing so would infringe on the governor's ability to independently evaluate legislation. Lawmakers said the bill was prompted by Polis's own heavy-handed approach to working with them. In Jefferson County, public health officials have confirmed the first human case of West Nile virus in Colorado this year. The virus is spread through the bite of an infected mosquito. Last year, nearly 300 Coloradans caught West Nile virus. 18 people died. You can find more news online at cpr.org.